You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today, our guest is John Bethel with John Bethel Title Company. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We are talking about
new regulatory changes that start on October 3rd.
That begin in a little over a month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And people need to be aware. Right now, when does it start affecting people? I know you and I have talked kind of off air about this.
Right. It actually affects people who make loan applications starting October 3rd moving forward. So
Correct.
If your closing day is the middle of October and your offer is already written, this won't apply to you. So it's all new mortgages from October 3rd on.
Exactly. Yeah. So just want to put that out there. So
right.
don't scare too many people that are like, whoa, is this going to be me?
Right.
So...
And also mention this only affects people who are buying residential property to live in.
Right.
So the old paradigm I was talking about earlier is still going to exist, the old forms, mm-hmm. To the extent they were used for investment property, non-owner occupied.
Right. Commercial, things like that.
All of that.
Okay.
So but it does affect your normal residential home buyer.
Right.
So, yep.
So what I was talking about before the break was right now a lot of things happen contemporaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's shooting for a closing date
right.
at a particular time. Now what has to happen is all of those things have to happen by the disclosure date.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lender needs to know that they have a deal in prop, a real deal with a clear to close
mm-hmm.
by the time they make the disclosure.
Right.
There's still a lot of things that can happen in the disclosure period, such as, say, there's a walkthrough
mm-hmm.
and there's some buyer-seller concessions that happen as a result of the walkthrough.
Right.
That's still fine.
Mm-hmm.
Say the new taxes come out. I mean
right.
there's a lot of things that can still happen and change in the disclosure period. But anything relating to the loan,
right.
it has to be set permanent,
mm-hmm. right,
and that can't change. So that's what lenders are shooting for. It's there's a little more information, but it's very similar to what is now in their final
mm-hmm.
till, which has to be delivered 3 days ahead of time, as well. So,
I think people need to understand the reason this whole thing is happening. It is to protect the consumer, because a lot
mm-hmm.
of consumers, like we said, were buying mm-hmm. things that, you know, maybe they paid $100,000 for it, but by the time they actually went to closing at that time, they owed $120,000 on it.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
they were upside down before they even got out. So
mm-hmm.
In the long run, we'll be happy mm-hmm. that it's happened. It's a little bit of growing pains for us in the industry, and it just makes us have to reevaluate our processes. I think that it'll be, I think, a little bit of more of a challenge for people who want to buy and sell at the same time. I mean, that's kind of an art to get that to all happen
right.
at the same time anyway. But I think this will be a bigger challenge. We might see, a lot of post-closing possession. So you'll get possession 3 days after closing because we have to make sure it actually closes on time, which I think for the normal
mm-hmm.
consumer, it's, getting kids transferred from one school to another. It's taking time off work, scheduling the movers, scheduling the utilities, all those types of things that we kind of take for granted now. We'll have to
mm-hmm.
really, be more thought will have to be put into it.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
For some time, I've advised people, and it's even more so now, don't make any critical life choices that can't be changed
yeah.
if your closing date doesn't happen as you think
right.
it will, because you're going to be disappointed more often than not.
I always use a scenario. The last thing anyone wants is, you've got your couple sitting on a truck with two kids and a dog, and then
right.
they have no place to live.
Right.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it really will take, strong communication skills by everyone
mm-hmm.
involved. And, the realtor is the only really the person who has contact with all parties involved.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, the realtor.
Trust your realtor.
Yeah, you're really going to have a realtor who, first of all, understands what's going on. If your realtor says they have no idea what's going on with this, I would run,
mm-hmm.
find a different realtor.
Yeah.
Because this is something that, they have to have a good understanding. And we all don't, we're, the title companies and the lenders are the first ones that are being affected by this. We will be the second ones. But, you know, those of us being involved in it who understand what's going on, you know, understand how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this isn't something that you can choose to do or not to do. I mean, this is nationally. This isn't
correct.
Just here in Bloomington or in Indiana. This is a federal.
Yeah, I didn't mention earlier, but the regulatory agency that's in charge of all this is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was created by the Dodd-Frank legislation. And to their credit, the initial proposed rule that came out a couple years ago was much more tight in terms of what could change in that three-day period.
Right.
And they've really loosened that up after listening to the realtors and the title industry and the lending community about what really goes on in a closing. I think there'll be some bumps in the road as we change this. I really think in 6 months it's going to be much more comfortable and much more predictable about the way things are happening.
Right.
It does add some time into the process.
Oh, right.
And there's two ways for that time to be made up. It can either be added on to what we're already doing.
Right.
Or the lenders, and I know some lenders are doing this, are looking at how can they improve their process to do things quicker so that that extra time actually comes out of the time that we were spending now.
Exactly.
And that if they're more efficient, they have more time to disclose. So, and all in all, I think it's going to be a better situation. I don't think it's the nightmare that you might hear about.
Well, change hurts sometimes.
It does.
And it's more... It's not that it hurts so much. It's just difficult to get used to. And I think, you know, that first 30 to 60 days, you're right. There are going to be a lot more bumps in the road. And lenders, as well as everybody else, are going to have a lot more questions. And there's going to be a lot more going back to, you know, someone to ask the question, get the answer. And so beginning October 3rd, be patient. Make sure you have a realtor involved, I would say.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think the people that are buying and selling on their own, I think this is going to be a real challenge for them.
Yeah, definitely.
So be careful. Make sure of what you are doing.
Well, I think it's important to understand, too, if you have, you know, this is new for everybody. So if you bought a house 5-7 years ago, this whole process has changed. And
it's
that process changed for those people who bought 5-7 years prior to that. So, you know, I really feel bad for that person who's lived in their house for 25 years because it's completely different than it's been any other time.
Oh, you mean me?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, and that's the thing people don't understand, that, you know, it's really a hard concept for people to kind of grasp. Why does it have to be this difficult? Why is my lender asking me for this? They're asking because they have to have it. So, you know, don't wait 3 days to send it to them. You need to be, you know, when you're talking and interviewing lenders, which this is designed also so you can, you know, go to 5 different lenders if you want, and all those sheets are the same, so you can look at each one and compare them, so you can figure out what's the best deal for you. Then, you know, when you pick your lender and they're asking you for this list of things, you know, don't wait a week to send it to them because you just postponed everything pretty much
by a week. Right.
So,
One thing I've also pointed out to people that I think is going to be very important, and hopefully it won't get lost on the wayside. But if most lenders are going to disclose via email or some electronic process in that, so they only get a 3-day disclosure period, the buyer actually has to acknowledge that disclosure. So they now have something they absolutely must do 3 days prior to closing that they never had to do before. And if they don't do it, the 3 days doesn't start until they do it.
Right.
So if they don't do it, they could be responsible for delaying their closing. And people need to understand that.
Well, this has been very informative, and we could probably do a whole nother show on this,
but
we are out of time. If you have questions, I'm sure John would be happy to answer those.
We'd be more than happy to try and do that. There's some information on our website. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has a great website. So does the American Land Title Association.
Wonderful.
So there's lots of resources if you want to really know more about it. But at the end, it's disclosure change, and it in most cases could add some time to the closing. But if we think about things in terms of the disclosure versus the closing date, I think most of us will not be disappointed.
It'll be good.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you, John. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website.